Okay, so let's dive into this. We're looking at a really peculiar historical document today. Or, well, the report of one.
Yeah, supposedly found in the Vatican archives back in 1897, an underground discovery.
Exactly. And this thing, this codex, it apparently makes an absolutely extraordinary claim.
Which is, don't leave us hanging.
Okay. It suggests, get this, that three women who actually witnessed the crucifixion of Christ are still alive.
Still alive in 1897, you mean like
And
immortal?
that's what the text seems to imply, untouched by time. And that's not all. It hints they're guardians of some sacred secret.
Wow. Okay. So right off the bat, you've got miracle territory or something
So
else.
something else entirely. You could see it as maybe proof of divine intervention or.
Or, maybe some kind of religious psychosis or even a deliberate fabrication from within the church itself. That happens.
It does. And the plot thickens because there are whispers, even reports of modern sightings, surveillance, like someone might be looking for them now.
Right, so it's not just ancient history. This potentially stretches right up to today. Fascinating. Where do we start? The codex itself.
Let's start there. 1897. Someone, presumably by accident, finds this codex deep in the Vatican's underground archives.
Which are notoriously vast and somewhat disorganized historically, so an accidental find isn't unbelievable.
Right. And the core claim hits you. Three women, eyewitnesses to Calvary, still walking the earth. Guardians.
Initially, how was this received? I mean, surely someone didn't just say, oh, immortal women. Okay.
No, exactly. From what we can gather, it was largely dismissed at first. You know, seems maybe folklore or allegory, not literal truth.
Makes sense. It's an easier explanation than,
What?
well, than immortality.
But then you start looking back through history, and there are these whispers, alleged sightings.
Sightings, like documented appearances.
Sort of. It's more like
Okay.
fragments, old photos, maybe a mention in a wartime newspaper, a blurry figure in footage from some
Okay,
revolution.
now that's interesting. You're saying there are potential images.
Potential, yes. And the descriptions, when they exist, or the images themselves, they seem to show the same three women. Identical.
Identical across different centuries.
That's the unsettling part. Their appearance apparently never changes. Wars, plagues, revolutions come and go, they remain the same.
That strains credulity, doesn't it? Constant appearance across time. It feels more like a legend being repeated, maybe visually represented.
Could be, or
Okay.
maybe it's exactly what the Codex claimed. It creates this weird sense of them just watching, always watching.
Okay, so you have the codex, then these scattered, maybe unreliable sightings piling up over time. Where does the story go next?
It jumps forward quite a bit. To 2008, a Spanish historian gets involved.
Ah, someone looking into it professionally. What did they find?
He apparently became obsessed with the legend, with finding the original codex or parts of it, and he claims he did. He recovered a portion.
A missing piece. What did it say? Did it explain why they're immortal?
Not why, no, but it added this layer of danger almost. The text he found supposedly read in Latin, "Juravert sanguinem veritatis protegere, sed si inventae fuerint, sigillum frangitur."
Which means my Latin's a bit rusty.
"They swore to protect the blood of truth, but if they are found, the seal will break."
The seal will break. Okay, so they're not just witnesses, they're protectors, protecting the blood of truth, whatever that means. And finding them has consequences, big ones potentially.
Exactly. It raises the stakes considerably. It's not just about immortality anymore. It's about some kind of cosmic lock and key.
And what happened to this historian finding a text like that?
Well, this is where it gets darker. Shortly after announcing his find, he died, mysteriously.
Mysteriously, how? Accident, illness.
The official story is, well, ambiguous. But the detail that leaks out, the one everyone whispers about, he was found with this horrible, fixed smile on his face, forced, unnatural.
A forced smile. That's deeply disturbing. Like something from a horror story. It suggests whatever he encountered wasn't pleasant, or maybe overwhelmingly terrifying,
Right?
or divine in a terrifying way.
Right. It throws gasoline on the fire. Was it a warning? Did finding the text trigger something? Did he meet them?
Or meet whatever happens when that seal is threatened. Okay, this is moving beyond just an old text.
And it keeps moving. Right up to basically now, April 2025, just last month.
What happened last month? Don't tell me there was another
Their
sighting.
last reported sighting.
In Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. Okay, significant location. How?
Security cameras
Yeah.
near the Western Wall. The footage apparently shows three women matching the descriptions walking towards the wall.
Modern tech finally captures them clearly.
Apparently, but then they reach the wall and they just vanish.
Vanish, like poof, gone, on camera.
Gone, just not there anymore. And here's the kicker. At that exact moment, they disappear.
Yes.
A small earthquake hits Jerusalem. Minor, barely registered maybe, but it happened right then. Whoa. Okay, a simultaneous vanishing act and seismic event at one of the holiest sites on Earth. That's quite a coincidence.
If it is a coincidence.
Yeah.
But there's more. People near the wall at that moment.
What did they report?
They claimed the ground near the base of the wall seemed to split open for a second, just a crack. And they felt or heard. It's described as a sensation, like something beneath it taking a breath.
Taking a breath under the Western Wall? What on earth does that mean?
I have no idea. But connect it back to the Codex fragment. If they are found, the seal will break.
Mm.
Did they're being filmed, maybe identified, count as being found?
Mm-hmm.
Did something just stir?
That is a chilling thought. The seal isn't just metaphorical, maybe. It's something literal under Jerusalem, linked to these women, and it just inhaled.
It opens up terrifying possibilities, doesn't it? Which brings us right back to the central dilemma here.
Yeah.
How do you interpret all this?
Exactly. You have these two main paths, really.
Path one, it's a miracle. These women were granted eternal life for their faith, for witnessing the pivotal moment in Christianity. Maybe they have a divine purpose we don't understand.
The theological implications there are massive. What does that say about God's plan, about life and death? What could their purpose be after two millennia?
Right. Or path two. It's entirely human. An elaborate hoax started centuries ago by the church for reasons unknown. Control? Inspiration? Who knows?
Or maybe not even a deliberate hoax, but shared psychosis. A powerful myth that took root and generated its own evidence through misinterpretation and, well, belief. People seeing what they expect to see.
That's certainly possible. Finding a motive for a centuries-long church conspiracy is tough, but mass delusion, that happens.
But there's maybe a third angle too, isn't there? What if it's real but not a miracle?
You mean like a curse?
Yeah. What if unending life isn't a gift? What if it's a punishment? To watch humanity repeat its mistakes forever, to carry the weight of that blood of truth as an eternal burden.
That adds another layer of darkness. Maybe the seal they protect isn't something holy, but something terrible. And living forever is the price they pay.
It changes the perspective entirely. Are they blessed witnesses or cursed guardians?
So we're left with these pieces, this old codex, these strange historical echoes, the historian's weird death, the cryptic warning.
And this recent, frankly, bizarre event in Jerusalem. The vanishing, the earthquake, the breath from below.
It's a compelling mystery, you have to admit. The evidence is fragmented, maybe explainable piece by piece, but together.
Together, it paints an unsettling picture. Miracle, malice, myth.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to know where to land.
The tension between something potentially sacred and something possibly deeply sinister is palpable.
It really is. It forces you to confront some fundamental questions about faith, history, and what might lie just beyond our understanding.
So after this deep dive into what we know or what's claimed about the Codex of the Undying Witnesses, the question that just hangs there is, if they're still alive,
yeah,
what are they waiting for?